Good morning. You're listening to member-supported Red River Radio. I am Mark Christopher Pizzolatto, and we're so happy to have Gregory Kallenberg in the studio with us this morning to talk about what, Greg?
We're going
to
talk about Prize Fest, and might I say, good morning, Red River Radio Nation. I mean, listen, it's a great community of people, and I love being a part of it.
Well, we're glad to have you here, and let's talk about this. First of all, how many years has Prize Fest been in existence now?
Well, Prize Fest as an entity has been around for about 14 years.
Okay. How did it come about?
You know, Prize Fest essentially started with Louisiana Film Prize. Me and my wife had just moved back to Shreveport originally from the area, from Austin, Texas, and I was really trying to figure out a cool way to bring my Austin filmmaking friends to a place they've never heard of before. And the Tourism Bureau allowed me to kind of think this out, and the idea that just arose out of a night around the fire with at least a half a bottle of tequila brought this idea of shoot a short, win $50,000 cash. But the funny thing is, Mark, when I went and presented it back to the Tourism Bureau, I had no idea how I could get that $50,000 cash. So I really didn't know how I could actually like gather that award. And that's one of the beautiful things about this community. I mean, I went and I started knocking on doors, and this is a community that won't allow you to fail. So Louisiana Film Prize was born in 2012, and now it is a nationally awarded, nationally recognized independent film festival and competition that is unparalleled anywhere else in the country.
Well, that's fabulous. So you went from the Louisiana Film Prize to other prizes now, like a food prize. You have one for comedy. What else do you have?
Well, we have. It is film, music, food, and comedy.
Right. So four categories.
Four categories. Here's the funny thing about the Louisiana Food Prize that I mean, this is just between us.
Okay.
Correct. But the idea of Louisiana Food Prize didn't occur to me till 4 years after I started. So the joke around my office is it took me 4 years to figure out that Louisiana and food went together. But everything else came before that. But the fact is that, you know, Food Prize has now become not only one of the pinnacles and the summits of Prize Fest in general, but it is a place where nationally sort of accoladed chefs. In fact, Tristan Epps, the gentleman who just won Top Chef, is here at Food Prize really trying to bring it up into the light and really helping these local chefs find a path to success.
What are the dates for all of these? Louisiana Film Prize, Food Prize, Comedy Prize, and the Music Prize.
Well, you know,
Let's go over the dates of all of these.
Well, I mean, hopefully everyone can come down to Prize Fest. I mean, what I always say is, you know, come early, stay late, be loud. But, you know, even if you can't come down, cheer for us. You can get tickets at prizefest.com. Prize Fest is the October 15th through the 19th. Starts with Food Prize, a come-and-get-it event, which is where we pair local chefs and celebrity chefs up, and we also have a Golden Shaker cocktail competition. Again, this is all about shining a light on our local food community and helping really elevate our culinary culture. The 16th is Comedy Prize. That's eight comedians from around the country. I mean, comedians like Reggie Conquest, Catherine Blanford, the Catholic Cowgirls coming in town. And there are two shows, 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock show. And then, you know, the 17th and 18th, we head into the infamous Music Prize and Film Prize. You know, Film Prize has 20 short films made from filmmakers from all over the country, but they had to come here to make their film if they want to win the $50,000 cash. And then 10 bands from around the country descend upon Shreveport to help us rebuild our community back into a music capital.
And there's no excuse for Shreveport not being a music capital. All the talent that's from here, it's amazing.
Well, I think that, you know, again, I say this about almost every single one of the prizes, but if you, the community, tend to forget that we live in a cool city. And again, I'm not a Pollyanna. I don't sort of apologize for, I mean, I know the roads could be better or whatever. I mean, that's really what it's like in all other cities too, by the way. The idea of coming down to Prize Fest, talking to a musical artist from Austin, Texas, or New Orleans, or a filmmaker from Los Angeles, ask them what they think about our city, and they tend to know more and be more optimistic than the people that actually live here, right?
Yeah,
and
they research it and they get into it.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at what Music Prize is trying to do, both through Music Prize, the Music Showcase, which, you know, starts at 6 p.m. doors open, and you can come down and see these 10 amazing bands from around the country. But we also have this thing called MPCon, Music Prize Conference, which is connecting musicians with music industry professionals the way it happened back in the old days, right? This is really trying to kind of build back what we had before, make us into sort of a music powerhouse. And again, if you talk to the bands that come in, you know, bands that have won awards in other places, bands who have stepped off the stage at ACL Fest or Jazz Fest, they love it here and they want to come here.
Well, that's amazing when you said that all of the films have to be filmed here. So are we talking about North Louisiana, like Shreveport-Bossier, or anywhere in Louisiana?
Well, you know, it's a tiny caveat, but the caveat has made a huge impact. So we work with Louisiana Economic Development. We're very proud to have them as a partner. But as a result, you can make your film anywhere in Louisiana. So you can make a film in New Orleans. Here's the rub. If you win and you have a film from New Orleans, Louisiana, then you win $25,000.
Oh, I see.
If you film in Caddo or Bossier Parish, you win $50,000. So guess what? Even the filmmakers in New Orleans can do math.
Right.
And so they come up, they double their money. And again, you know, a $50,000 winner has to happen in Caddo or Bossier Parish.
Well, the areas in the Caddo, Bossier, they're beautiful. I mean, there's so many nice places to shoot films here. It's amazing.
Well, I think it's going to blow people's minds when they see these 20 shorts that were, you know, I mean, made all over the state, but you certainly know the ones that were made here, which is more than half, because they're the ones who want the $50,000. And what is astounding is you will see beautiful landscapes.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see urban landscapes.
Oh,
you'll
yeah.
see sci-fi landscapes, all done with Shreveport as a backdrop or Bossier as a backdrop. And it's something we're very proud of.
Are there any big stars in any of these shorts that we know of?
You know, Mark, they're all my children. So there are no small stars.
Are there some surprises?
There are like no small stars at Film Prize.
These are all big stars.
I will tell you that when you see the people on the screen, I mean, will you know them? Sure you will. But the fact is that you've got to think about it as an independent film that was made in our community, that bettered our community through economic development and through hiring locals and helping build an independent film community right here in Shreveport. So, you know, I think that there is something to be said for being at Film Prize and seeing those 20 films and voting to change a filmmaker's life, but also helping support a film industry, really, that isn't doing well in other places. But in Shreveport, Louisiana, the film industry is doing really well.
Well, what do you see for the Film Prize down the road?
You know, my staff has told me if I add another prize, they're going to quit. So I think you have to look at the other things that we do. I mean, one, you know, I want everyone to come to Prize Fest because it's really the culmination of our season, right? But remember, before that, there is Film Prize Junior, which takes high school, middle school kids and teaches them the art, science, and business of filmmaking. You have Startup Prize, which is focused on, helping health tech connect with dollars, and we do that right here in Shreveport, Louisiana. I mean, this year we had over 70 startups come from 23 different states. So it's, you know, we've got a lot going on, and it's, you know, we used to be a shop that would kind of open, you know, in the summer and close after, you know, Prize Fest in fall, but now we're 365. I mean, we're here really to help shine a light on our city, our community, our region, and our state.
Oh, I think it's amazing. I look forward to it every year, and people are always talking to me about the Film Prize. Are you going this year? Well, I'm going to try, I tell them, but it's really, really, really a great thing.
It's astounding. I think what is super cool about Film Prize is when you go down there, you see everyone.
You see
every stripe of person, of human in Caddo and Bossier. And by the way, 30% of the people that you'll see down there have come from Los Angeles or Austin or New York or Miami, Florida to be in Shreveport for Prize Fest. And that's something we should all be proud of.
Well, I think it's great. I think, look, I'm a big fan of yours, and I mean it sincerely. And I think what you've done for the community is amazing. I mean,
it's
amazing, you know.
Well, and let me say this. I have deep appreciation for you, and you and I met a long time ago. I really do appreciate it. It means a whole lot when you say that.
And you've always been one of the nicest guys in the world. I'll just say that right now.
I appreciate that. I want you to tell my wife you said that. But at the end of the day, I mean, I and not sure there is another community that really matches what Shreveport has when it comes to lifting something like this up, you know, putting their arms around it and lifting it up into light. So it's really been a gift starting this year and watching it grow and watch it become one of the most important music, film, food, comedy festivals on planet Earth.
And the bands that are coming in, are there going to be any surprises with the bands? Are we going to kind of be blown away when we see some of these bands coming in here?
Well, you know, when you see these bands, I mean, these are bands that they beat a path to Shreveport, Louisiana, because one, they want to play in front of our crowd because our crowd is one of the most giving crowds and loud crowds and exuberant and spirited crowds like that there is. There's just a lot of love in that room. But beyond that, they are here to meet these music industry professionals. So, you know, you're seeing bands that were on big stages at ACL Fest. You're seeing bands that just got off the Chantilly stage at Jazz Fest. You're seeing bands that are touring right now. So, you know, these aren't baby bands. I mean, you know, these are bands that are incredibly accomplished. You know, you can look them up at prizefest.com and kind of get all the information on them, even hear them. But, you know, aside from that, I will say this, that I want to give a big shout out. And if you're a fan of either of these bands, I strongly urge you to come down to Music Prize, see the three bands, and then you get the ability to vote for the People's Choice Award. But if you are a big fan of Slive or you're a big fan of Bond Plus, which are the two local bands that made it. Now, keep in mind, for those out there, we had over 1,000 submissions to Music Prize this year from bands all over the country. It is not easy to get into Music Prize.
Wow.
And Slive and Bond Plus did it. And again, it's something that this whole community needs to go and cheer for.
Okay. Well, let's go over the dates of everything. Okay.
Sure.
So the first event will be.
Okay. So everyone get out your pencils if you still have those type of things and your piece of paper. Here we go. Ready? And again, you can go to prizefest.com. And you can see all the information there, but I'll break it down for you really easily, right? So on the 15th, we have Food Prize. That's the come and get it event with the local chefs and the celebrity chefs. Also, local mixologists will be performing or be mixing drinks. On the 16th is Comedy Prize. There's a 7 o'clock show and a 9 o'clock show. 8 comedians from all over the country. Comedians like Reggie Conquest and Catherine Blanford are coming in. On the 17th and 18th, you have Music Prize and Film Prize. Music Prize, of course, is 10 bands. You get to come if you see three, and you get to choose the band you like best for the People's Choice Award. And then the ultimate thing is to come to Film Prize, see the 20 films, hang out with the 20 filmmakers, and help change a filmmaker's life by awarding them either $25,000 or, if they filmed it in Caddo and Bossier Parish, $50,000 cash, which, by the way, is the largest cash prize in the world for a short narrative film.
Prizefest.com is where you go to find out all of this information. And I'll be down there, and I'll see you around.
I love that. I love it. Can I do one last thing?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Yeah,
can we do a Viva La Red River Radio?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's kind of, you know, it has those three R's, so it's difficult, but like we're going to do it. Okay. Right. Ready? On three. One, two, three. Viva La Red River Radio.
Woo!